Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin this meditation in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's settle our bodies into this time of prayer by taking a few deep breaths that you draw in and hold, and then let out. Do that a few times just to relax, which can help our mind and heart to focus on the Lord. Let's bring our soul now into God's presence by our acts of faith, hope, and love, activating our faith. We believe in you, Lord. Holy Spirit, creating Father, redeeming Son. We believe you're here with us to speak to us in this time of prayer. Why else would you have left your eternal throne to come down and create the world, create man in your image, and then send your Son to redeem us? It's all because you want to be with us, and we believe in that. And even more so when we open our hearts to you and say, come, Lord Jesus, speak to me. And so when we open our hearts in prayer now, we believe God will come. God is present here. Amen. And I hope in you, Lord. I hope in your promise of presence, of your grace and love in my own life now, and leading me towards eternity with you and the holiness that you want to give me. I believe in all of that. I hope and I'm confident in all of it, Lord. And I love you. Love your goodness, of your power, of your creativity. I love your focus on humanity and all that you've done and created for us to flourish and to discover you, to reach heaven. I love the wisdom of your plan. And so I meditate gladly on your word to understand your heart more deeply, to conform to it more fully, to be liberated by its truth more completely. Continue your own dialogue with the Lord to prepare and open up your heart. When you're ready, when you want to turn your heart to his word, then join us as we read John 1, 43 to 51. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. But Nathanael said to him, can anything good come from Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, here is a true child of Israel. There's no duplicity in him. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What a beautiful dialogue here with Nathanael, Jesus. I love and I want to meditate how you went to Galilee and you found first Philip and then through him Nathanael. This whole chain of followers, this expanding call, this thirst that you have, Jesus, of finding individuals and convincing them to throw their lot in with you. That change of free spirits, individuals with their lives, their circumstances, their heart, their knowledge, their freedom, and they choose you because how you came to them. I love how you just come into his life and say, follow me, right? And then Nathaniel goes and, or excuse me, Philip goes and tells Nathaniel, witnesses to you, not just witnesses that you called him, but witnesses about your identity, that you're Jesus. You know, you're the anointed one. You're the one that the prophets and that Moses and the law spoke of. You're the fulfillment of it all. It's an amazing affirmation of Philip that whatever period of time he came to know who you were and made that act of faith. It's funny how in other parts of the gospel, they weren't able, and it was Peter who first attests to the identity. And Jesus congratulates him, says, hey, it's not flesh that's revealed this is my Father. But even now, Philip seems to have been revealed by the Father who Jesus is. And I just want to praise you, God, for revealing yourself to mankind, to humanity, and even more specifically in my own life, revealing yourself to my parents, revealing yourself to my mentors, revealing yourself to other brother priests, souls around me, men and women that I lead in spiritual direction, all that cloud of witnesses that have brought me the faith in which I live my faith today, you've called and spoken and taught each one of them. It's an amazing thing. I live in a whole community of free individuals who have come to know and love and choose you. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in that reality. And I just stay here and I soak up that consolation, that beauty, and gratitude for how you work in people's lives. Stay here as long as you want. Develop your own conversation with the Lord in the direction that he's inspiring you. Pause and continue your own prayer as needed. And now, Jesus, I reflect on this whole conversation with Nathaniel of how you saw him and you told him you saw him and you praise him for being so sincere and not having any duplicity. You recognize the beauty of when there is a child of Israel, a child of faith, of sincerity. Like it's what God dreamed, right, through his people, what he wanted to achieve through Moses and Abraham and the Levitical priesthood. And it produced fruits in many people of faith, right? And it's a beautiful thing when you praise that, Jesus. And again, your knowing Nathaniel produces in him faith. Nathaniel calls you the Son of God, the King of Israel. I mean, amazing affirmations for a Jewish person of the time that seemed seemingly an encounter and a knowledge of you that wasn't very long in time produce such fruits of faith, recognition of your divinity, Son of God, King of Israel, right? And even you seem to attest that he believes. Do you believe because, right, you attest he believes? And wow. And because you believe, you're going to see more. Like that faith is going to generate more fruits, more confirmations, more revelations. Like that simplicity, sincerity of heart, and acceptance of Jesus is only going to grow. And that's the way it is in my own life. As I believe, as I walk in faith and trust, more things are revealed, greater depth of faith. And again, I just want to praise you, Jesus, for that logic of growth and faith, for your kindness and goodness and revelation. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you for the way you've brought me to the faith that I have today and how you're going to continue to expand that faith as I'm generous and as I can receive what you want to reveal to me. And that someday it's going to birth me into eternal life. I'm going to see the sky open. I'm going to see the angels of God ascending and descending. I'm going to witness with my own eyes the beauty of my heart, the Son of Man in all his glory. And all the desires of my heart, all the aspirations of my soul, all the things I most want will be fulfilled. No longer will they be aches. Beautiful things, yes, but always lacking, always pointing in some way to eternity, always insufficient for full and eternal happiness. Someday that longing will be fulfilled by you. And I love that, Lord, and I believe in that. And rather than focus on the ache, I focus on what you've given and what you will give. Thank you, Jesus. Spend time there just meditating, giving thanks, taking the conversation in the direction you want for as long as you can. Return to the text as you can and as you're able to gain new light, new reflections. Continue your own conversation with the Lord. And when you end, find a resolution, a way to bring into your thoughts, words, and actions this day the fruit of the truth of this gospel. And resolve in your heart to offer that to the Lord as a flower, as an offering, as a virtuous oblation to the Lord of your behavior during the day. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.